Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence. This week's topic, common practice, the third level of leading indicators. My name is Sean Galloway, and I'm proud to be your host. Hello, everyone. Recording this while in Akeley, Minnesota. For the topic this week, I'd like to share an article that Terry Mathis wrote, was published in his column in EHS Today magazine, September of 2014. You can find a copy of this article on the magazine's website, or go on over to proactsafety.com and click on the Insights tab. So without further delay, here we go. Common Practice, the Third Level of Leading Indicators by Terry L. Mathis. In my last two articles, I described the first two levels of leading indicators that might comprise a balanced scorecard for safety. The first level indicators are measurements of safety drivers, leadership, supervision, training, meetings, and other activities designed to make safety happen. The second level indicators are the measurements of how those drivers impact the safety culture, notably through common definition, perceptions, and competencies. This article will focus on the last of the three levels, safety performance as demonstrated by common practice. Some have suggested that performance is a lagging indicator, but I would argue that it is the results of performance, i.e. recordable and severity rates and cost of accidents, that are the lagging indicators. Some scholarly works on culture have confused the concept of common practice. Suggestions that culture is the way we do things around here or what people do when you're not looking tend to confuse culture with common practice. There is no doubt that common practice is an indicator and result of culture, but the two are not synonymous. Culture is a complex set of shared perceptions, values, and other factors that shape common practice. Since these factors of culture are invisible and common practice is observable, many have merged the two in their thinking. But it is crucial that we not confuse this artifact of culture with culture itself. Also, many have suggested that a perception survey alone is an adequate measurement of culture. There's no denying that perceptions are a part of culture, but certainly not all of it. The purveyors of perception surveys have convinced some that they are the ultimate leading indicator. While they have some undeniable value, they are certainly not a standalone metric that can totally enable proactive safety management. Some of these common misperceptions have resulted from the difficulty in measuring common practice. The struggle to find such a metric was temporarily derailed by behavior-based safety. The idea of workplace observations seemed to be the potential answer to measuring work practices. Defining safety performance in terms of observable worker behaviors and measuring them was appealing. Many tried various observation processes with good results, and the practice continues to spread to new organizations, industries, and countries even today. Observation processes have undergone many revisions over the years. Early practices targeted at-risk behaviors and tried to eliminate them. Later practices sought to observe safe behaviors or precautions and then tried to reinforce workers to form the habit of using them. Many processes move from long observation checklists of behaviors to shorter, more focused ones. The style of observations evolved from confrontation to coaching. Many processes compromise the validity of the metrics by announcing observations or asking permission to observe in order to better enable the desired behavioral change. Organizations that implemented behavior-based safety early often stayed with their original process and missed many of these advances. Unfortunately, some behavior-based safety consultants stress that the value of interaction between the observer and worker, which can actually minimize or eliminate the metric created by the observation. Others failed to truly analyze and understand what observations metrics reveal. The most successful use of metrics have two commonalities. One, using a sample strategy for observations that enable the use of data trending, and two, capturing the influences on behavior by asking the observed worker why they did what they did. Data that is measured in different way each month cannot be trended. Yet, it is the trends of this data that prove to be the true indicator of whether or not the process is producing positive behavioral change. The data on the influences on behavior enables organizations to develop meaningful action plans to facilitate the desired behavioral changes. The idea came late to behavior-based safety that people do things for a reason and that changing the reason is the surest and most sustainable way to change the behavior. For organizations who are adverse to full behavior-based safety processes, the concept of observations may still be viable. Many have separated the interaction from the observation and used a walkthrough auditing approach to measure common practice. This is sometimes referred to as a sweep, seeing without explaining to every person, observation. Again, the beneficial use of the observation audits is to utilize a uniform sampling strategy so the data can be trended. In our recent book, Sean Galloway and I suggested that organizations should target specific safety improvements and track them through the use of metrics in a balanced scorecard. For example, one organization targeted a specific housekeeping improvement. They had leaders announce the targeted improvement and explain the rationale for pursuing it. In scorecard phase one, they created a training module to address the efforts needed, asked supervisors to mention it in meetings for the next 2 months, asked leaders to continue to communicate about it regularly, and put up posters about the goals. In scorecard phase two, they added items to the perception survey about the improvement target and tracked the increase in knowledge and acceptance of the process. In scorecard phase three, they asked observers, auditors, to look for workers either working on the goal or neglecting it and track the percentage of participation. In scorecard phase four, lagging indicators, they tracked the specific accidents and near-miss rates that originally prompted the improvement target to ensure the program was impacting them. A balanced scorecard for safety can assist organizations to take a more strategic approach to safety and practice a more proactive safety management style. Rather than the old cycle of avoiding failure, in which success is measured strictly by lagging indicators, targeted improvements can be measured at each level. Drivers of the improvement can be measured to see if they are operating as intended. Culture can be measured to see if the drivers are changing the shared values, competencies, and mindsets of workers. The common practice element of performance can be measured to see if drivers and culture are actually changing behavior. And lastly, lagging indicators can be utilized to determine if the effort is truly producing the desired results. Until next time, remember, in safety, prevention trumps reaction. For more information on safety culture excellence, or if you have a topic to suggest, please email us at podcast@proactsafety.com.